Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. It's just you and me for at least one more segment. I want to talk about pricing. I want to talk about inflation. I want to talk about profitability. I want to talk about your profitability. Are you profitable? Are you making enough profit? You know, in this economy, your business may be doing just fine. Some people are. Many people aren't. Many people are still having an issue. And even some people whose sales are not all that bad are having a problem maintaining the price level that they need, the pricing structure that they need, the pricing power. You know, pricing power, what's that, right? You know, there was a time when we could talk about pricing power. Not too many people have pricing power. You know what pricing power is? Pricing power is your ability to raise your prices a nickel or a dollar or $5 or $1,000, depending on what you sell, and get it. That's pricing power. And every business should have tiny small businesses should, and the big businesses do, have pricing strategies. They, you know, if Walmart goes up a penny on pickles, They didn't do that randomly. They didn't do it because a penny was the least amount of a monetary increment. They did it because somebody did some research and said, we can go up on pickles a penny. Because if they could go up 2 pennies, they would have done it. But somebody decided, this is how much we can do. And not only that, but we're going to go up a penny today, and we're going to let that get absorbed, and we're going to go up another penny in 6 months. And that's their strategy. Or they might say, we need to drop pickle prices a penny. Could be that way. And that's what's been going on more than not, especially for small business owners. And the reason I know that is because of the NFIB report that Bill Dunkelberg puts out every month that I talked about earlier in the week, that indicated that small business owners are still the net number. Some are raising, some are lowering, but net, more small business owners are having to lower prices than are able to raise prices. And when you do that, when you lower the price, especially on your primary product, your primary offerings, products and services, when you lower prices in a defensive way, you've created a lot of problems for yourself. Number one, sales revenue is down. Number two, gross profit is down. Number three, that you have the inability to cover your expenses because gross profit is down. Therefore, net profit is down. If net profit is down, you have that diminishes your capacity to sustain your business. You're eroding your equity a little bit, especially if it puts you into a loss, a net loss instead of a net profit scenario. And it does one other thing that you might not think about, and this is why you should really think about what you do before you lower your prices. It erodes the perceived value of your product. If your hamburger has been selling for $1.50 and you lower your price to $1, $1.25, whatever it may be, and you leave it like that for a while, it's not just a one-day sale or something, then people are going to start to believe and expect that your hamburger is no longer worth $1.50. It's only worth $1.25. And it's going to be more difficult for you to raise that price up. So what should you do? How should you? And you're yelling at the speaker now. You're yelling at me and saying, but Blasingame, I've got to get sales. I've got to pay the bills. I can't let my customers go somewhere else. I've got all these competitive pressures. People don't have as much money to spend. I've got to do this. Why are you beating me up about this? Well, okay. I'm not beating you up about it. I'm explaining that all those things that you just said, that I said that you were saying to me, all those things I understand. I live with that myself. The key is knowing how to discount. Knowing how to get customers to come back, to fit your pricing structure and your offerings into the current economic reality. How do you do that? How do you know how to do that? You do it by developing a pricing strategy. Whether that pricing strategy is to go up or to go down, but you do it and you develop a strategy, and that strategy includes all of the elements that you take into consideration. All those different factors that I talked about a minute ago. We're going to talk about this some more after these messages. 20 Till, I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingham. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.